Welcome to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca. And it's a special Sunday, guys. It's not the timeout edition, but it's another special show. It happens every few months, and I always have my special guest host, Frank Spadone, with me. So that should tell you guys enough. That should tell you guys enough. If Frank Spadone is joining me, you guys know what it is. Frank, what is it?
It's Dad's Edition.
Oh, boy, the Dad's Edition. So it's me, it's Frank, and we brought on our buddy, Mark Anthony. Mark Anthony, I don't even know if you have a last name because it's just like Mark Anthony. You're like Madonna, like Cher. Like Mark Anthony, the singer. What's your last name?
Prince. It's Synagoga.
Synagoga.
Huh. Disaster. Yeah, we don't need to get into that. We can, but we just don't need to.
Does it have a meaning, Mark? We all know that.
It does.
Italians. Like mine is, my spada is a sword and spadone means a big sword, which is very complimentary. But you know what I'm saying. But what's Synagoga? What's Synagoga?
It means synagogue in like 90 languages. So, and it's when I went to Rome, Isaiah took me. She's like, I got to show you where you're from. I'm like, okay. And she's like, there's giant signs said La Ghetto, like ghetto, the ghetto. Oh. And all the Jewish names, they put all the Jews in the ghetto when they got there. And like all the names are right on the pillars right there. Boom. Synagoga. She's like, you were a Jew before in the ghetto. And I was like, wow. So my dad's family back in the day was,
Jewish Italians. It's you know, wasn't that the movie my life is beautiful or
life
with Roberto Benigni?
Life is beautiful.
Life is beautiful.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. See, we learned something new about our friends every day. And Crispo apparently is Spanish.
Ooh.
That's all I know. It ends there.
That's it. Just Spanish.
That's it.
You can all go.
But okay, so Dad's Edition. You guys are probably wondering. Like, if you're familiar with Mark Anthony, awesome comedian, awesome dude. But then you're like, he's not a dad. Why is he on the show? But Frank, I heard something. I heard that he wants to be a dad. And I don't know if you know, but he's coming up to his 1-year wedding anniversary. So like TikTok.
Hello, what are you waiting for? TikTok,
Mark Anthony.
Hang on, never mind the wedding anniversary. How long have you been together?
Been together for 7 years.
Ooh. That was longer than me and my wife. So I dated my wife 2 years. And honestly, within the first year, I got her pregnant. Maybe it was because of the Spadone situation. I don't know, but she wanted kids. We were a little older than you though. You're not as old as I think that I got married at, but she just wanted to have them right away. So here's the question. Are you feeling the pressure? Because I know I did. Whether it's from the wife or from the family.
Family.
See, the wife's good. We're on the same track and stuff like that. And she's a year younger than me. So she's, I'm 30 and she's 29. So she's cool with it. You know, we're taking these things in stages, just moving into our place and just got married. So like, you know, we're not in a rush, but buddy, the grandparents and parents are out of control.
Well, yeah. And I find like, okay, the three of us are all of Italian descent, right? But I would think it's also a European thing. It's like get married, have the kids. And Mark Anthony, you said you got married last October, right? So we were talking about this off the air during COVID. And a lot of people have been pushing their weddings, but you said that you guys went through and you did like a little civil thing. Mm-hmm. Because why?
Because my grandparents are all pushing that age and they're like, well, we want to see it. We want to be alive. COVID, you don't know. So, you know, make it happen. Right. And then now they're just like, cause we pushed the ceremony to this year, the reception and everything, a big party. And they're like, what do you mean you're getting married again? Like you got to push it out. And I'm like, just relax. They're like, push it out. Like my grandfather's like, when are you guys going to, and he just does this. I'm like, this is not.
Those of you at home can't see because we're on Zoom. So Mark Anthony, explain what you were just doing with your fingers. So
yeah, two fingers, two fingertips coming together, which I don't know if he thinks she's
It would work a lot better if you made like a sort of a hole with two fingers on one hand and then get the other finger and you kind of, anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to the parenting show, people. Could, this is how babies are created, okay?
Yeah,
this is
we're giving Mark Anthony some advice on first how to get pregnant, not himself, but his wife.
And then we're gonna give you that's what we're gonna do on the show today. We're gonna give you all the tips and all the advice you need to become like an amazing dad and to prepare yourself for fatherhood, you know. I really can't give you advice on that, but parenthood I can. But I think it's funny that, you know, your grandparents were all about like, hey, you need to get on this wedding because I want to witness it. But have they started asking about, like, I know you just pointed with your fingers, your grandfather was like, what's going on there? So are they giving you pressure? The older generation pressuring you to have kids?
Yeah. My dad every day will give me a bunch of like name ideas. It'll be like, so what's, sorry, the construction going on in the background, but he's like, you guys got any, you thinking about names yet? I'm like, Dad, just relax. He's like, well, listen, for boys' names, I've got about 4 or 5 here. I just want to throw them out your way. He's like, what about Samuel? I'm like, no. He's like, all right, what about like something cool like Evan? I'm like, that's not cool. And he's like, well, you know, he just like throws out these names. My nonna slapped my wife's ass the other day out of nowhere. And like, oh, like grabbed her, like, you know, hoop, like looped her around the waist and just started like, just giving her slaps. She's like, look at this, a beautiful, and she just, and just kept slapping her ass. And she's like, how can you not want to get into this thing? I'm like, brother, like, and my wife's like, unbelievable. And I was like, that's a little aggressive. And she's like, I think it's you. You don't want to get in there. You, what are you waiting? And I'm like, sorry, get in there is what she said. I don't know how to
go inside.
Go inside. Yeah. So basically they're telling you, Mark Anthony, that you got to get on it. And if you're not going to do it, they're pretty much ready to step in and do it for you.
Yeah. My nonna's ready to do it for me. Yeah. That's what's going on. She's like, you need help, but what do you got to do? What are you waiting for? And I'm like, we don't need to have this conversation, but they want it now. You know, my grandparents, they just want to see it. Obviously they just want to live through it. And like, you know, my nonna's got this like special tub which is just a sink. It's like one of those like pots and pan sinks in the basement. She's like, I bathed everybody in the sink. She's like, wouldn't it be beautiful if I can bathe another generation in this sink? And it's just like a hose attached to, you know, a faucet, you know, those big steel bin ones. You guys know the ones I'm talking about. So she's like, I just want to bathe one more generation and you're the only chance I got it. Come on. And I'm like,
what are you like? Are you the only grandson?
No, I'm the oldest one. I have an older sister, but she's not married or anything like that. I'm the only married one.
Oh, so they got everything riding on you.
Yeah, man. And we're both like that in both of our families. Like we're both like the first, I guess, to be married and, you know, be potential kid givers here. So they're just kid givers. Is that?
Yeah. That's a thing, you know, now. You better watch it, buddy. You're pretty soon your grandmother's going to grab you and start smacking your ass and getting you all primed.
That's what I said. I'm like, man, I could get you, like, you're like a sex coach, like in the bedroom. She's just smacking my ass.
She might be in the room. Okay. Like, yeah. Go push a little bit more.
So like, Frank, okay. Yeah. We've got Mark Anthony with us.
Yeah.
30 years old.
Yeah.
Heading into his 1 year wedding anniversary. Like what advice? Like you're a dad. What advice? Like, okay. First off, Mark Anthony, how many you plan on? You want kids though, you said, right?
Yeah, like I she wants to do like twins, get it done, have two in one shot and be done with it. I want a full soccer team if possible and just line it up. But everyone tells me I'm insane and I'm like, let's keep it old school. I want, you know, if you fuck with one of them, sorry. Oh. if you mess with one of them, you're going to have like 40 synagogues at the school and that's how it's going to go. You have full basketball teams starting 11 and that'd be great. And she's like,
yeah, and you guys got some height. Let me tell you something. Enjoy what you can. I mean, you're still fairly young. Enjoy like you and the wife, if you can.
Yeah.
That's my advice. And you know, because once the kids come, you know, it's just, it's less about both of you and more about the kids. Right. So, I mean, but you guys dated for a while, but living with each other is a whole different story. Not in a bad way. It's the two of you and experience it. I would say experience that, but you know, it all depends what you want. Everybody's different. So, I mean, if you feel ready and you guys want, go for it, you know, go inside and make it a baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's Frank's advice, right? So he's like, and that's what I did. We waited 5 years and then we started having kids because we want to take the time to enjoy, you know, travel, do all the things that, you know, are just a little bit more difficult to do with kids. Like for example, right now I am doing the show from beautiful Hotel X in downtown Toronto. I'm here for a staycation, but I totally just kicked the kids out. I'm like, okay, like out now, like I gotta do work. It's nice knowing you. See you later. Like get out of my face. Right. And listen, you guys know that I'm all about real parenting. Right. So I'm always going to keep it real with you guys, but to Frank's point, yeah, you got to figure out like, do I want that time alone or I've seen some people do this and, you know, some, like part of me was like, maybe I should have had them earlier. Or do you have the kids earlier on? This way you get them out of your hair faster.
Yeah.
And you still have some life to live.
You know, that's the funny, it all depends where you meet in, you know, in your life, right? With you, I mean, not to get too personal, Pina, but how old were you when you had kids? Like you waited.
Oh, I got married at 26. Okay. Got married at 26. First kid was 31.
Okay. So you had your time, but then, you know, yeah, you do think if you have them early, then you kind of get, I don't want to say get rid of.
I would.
They become more independent earlier in while you're younger. And then I have those friends that had kids in their 20s and now they're in university and they're gone and they're my age and have their life back. And that's kind of nice too. Right. That's kind of nice. But it all depends where you're at as my dog barks.
Oh, see, and that's another thing. Like, are you going to have the 11 kids and pets? I don't know. We're talking with Frank Spadone and Mark Anthony. It's the dad's edition of the parenting show. We're giving Mark Anthony advice. I think maybe we're going to scare him into having kids or not having kids. We'll find out soon enough. Don't go anywhere. This is The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Now back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And joining me for our special dad's edition, I always have my special guest co-host, Mr. Frank Spadone, funny man, dad of two. And then we've got another funny man joining us, Mr. Mark Anthony. Am I getting the last name right? I'm not even going to say it. What is it?
Synagoga.
Synagoga. I've known Mark Anthony for years. I never knew his last name. He's a funny guy too. He's a comedian. But guess what, guys? He's on the dad's edition and he's not a dad. Well, just yet. So, Mark Anthony, that's why Frank and I are here. We are your friends. We are your buddies. And we're going to give you some advice on parenthood. I would say motherhood, but you're not a mom. And I can't give you advice on fatherhood because I'm not a dad. But Frank is. Before the break, we were talking about... He's a legend.
I don't know. My kids have red hair and I don't know where they got it from.
So before the break, we were talking about, do you spend time with your wife and like, you know, enjoy that life alone and travel and enjoy, or do you jump right into having kids? Right. And, you know, I don't know, like for me, I waited. Frank, you didn't even wait till you got married. He jumped right into it, guys.
I had to, cause I didn't know if my swimmers were going to be that strong anymore. Cause I was getting older. So I did things right away once I met the person I knew I was going to have kids with. Yes, I did it very quickly, but I was also older. You know, Mark, yeah, you have the luxury. You're there where you could probably wait a few years, but it depends. It depends. You've been dating quite a long time. I don't know. What do you see yourself? What do you see?
No, Mark Anthony, tell us. Phil,
what do you want to do?
I don't know. Like like you said, we were dating for a long time. Like I think we started dating like 24. And then the engagement was like 3 years because of this pandemic and all this. Then we bought and then we bought a place pre-construction. They got delayed another 5 years. So like we had that time to travel, and we've done all those backpacking trips and all that stuff. So like we've done
it out
all
of your system.
I mean, I could always do it more, you know. We do want to have like, you know, one nice solid trip, like a honeymoon style type thing, and go out to, I don't know, wherever, and do kind of one last trip. And obviously with comedy, we travel a lot as it is. I always try and bring her with me when it's somewhere in the US or overseas or something like that, to make it a little bit of a trip and do two in one. But yeah, I mean, we're at the point where if we don't do it soon, the family's just going to snap anyways, and just revoke inheritance, stuff like that. So,
We don't want that. No. But you know what? You brought up a good point. You know, you and your wife were together for like 7 years before you got married, and you did a lot of that stuff. So you know what, maybe it is time. And you said you want 11 kids, you want a whole soccer team. So doing the math on that, like, you do need to jump on it sooner than later.
Yeah, that's true. If you want a lot of kids, yeah, jump on it. Get down on it.
Let's talk about that for a second. Okay. So I have 3 kids. And in a second, I'll fill you in on what that's like. Frank has 2. Frank, what's 2 like? Frank, first of all, what was 1 like? Do you remember the days when we had 1 child?
Yes. Yeah. And you know what's crazy is my older guy, the first one, and he's a great kid. And but I still had trouble. I thought when I had a kid, I thought, what did I do to my life? You know what I mean? Like, because even though you're ready. And Mark, don't get scared, because this, it's like comedy, right? We both do comedy. You know, when the club owner, you've been doing 7 to 10 minutes, and then they finally say, okay, you're going to middle this weekend, you're going to do 25 minutes. And you're like, yes, I'm there. And you say it because you want to do it. And then you go home, you're like, oh my God, can I do 25 minutes? I don't know. Like, you're ready, but you never feel ready. Right. And that's what being a parent is like. You know, you want to have kids, but you're not sure, like, because you haven't been through this, and there's nothing people can give you all the advice, as much as we're going to try today. We can never, I don't know, but you got to just jump in, man. You got to jump in with 2 feet or three. I don't know how many.
Trying to laughter because, like I said, we're on Zoom, so I can see everyone's face. And I don't think I've ever seen Mark Anthony like this serious before.
Yeah. You just gotta listen. It's one of those things.
It was your analogy. Because I'm going through that right now. You know,
yeah, like, but hang on. But when the club owners did ask you to do that time, and then you did it, and you're like, oh, I can do this.
Right. Yeah, you can.
That's the feat, and that's the part I left out that I was going to make you figure out on your own. But you can, and, you know, instincts kick in. You know, listen, like everyone says, it, there's no manual. You're gonna screwing up is part of it, and that's another thing that people don't allow other people to do, is screw up. Everyone's on each other. You did this wrong. You did that wrong. You know, like. And you're going to have that with parents, and that, you know, I don't even know if the kids are the hard thing to deal with than the constant advice from people. And
that was actually a question I had. Sorry to cut you off, Pina. No. I was going to ask you guys, how did you deal with that? Because just with the wedding lasting way longer and like then almost pushing it back and like dealing with it again, the family is so much worse than anything. Like the immediate just 4 parents, and, you know, we're lucky we have most of our grandparents still around. So everybody chimes in, aunts, uncles, cousins, like everybody's got the answer, and everybody thinks you're an idiot for doing something a certain way.
Everyone will act like that. And it's really funny because here we are giving you advice, but probably the best advice I can give you is don't listen to other people.
Yeah.
Welcome to the radio show where we tell you what to do. But
yeah, like, I know. That's the big joke here. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Here, you know, Frank and I are we want to share some words of wisdom and some advice with you on becoming a dad. For those of you guys just tuning in, don't worry. His wife is not expecting just yet. Okay. So don't start any rumors. But when it does come to like the parents, the in-laws, the grandparents, you know, the close friends, you literally just have to like in one ear and out the other, or just like politely tell them to like fly a kite until they really get on your nerves, and then you can just tell them straight up to fuck off. You
know? Here's what, if I could go back. Oh wow, we're gonna beep that. Was that a beeper right there?
Yeah, that was.
if I could go back, and the thing is we all take it so personally when people want to tell us what to do. And we're like, well, to us, it means like, you're telling me I don't know what I'm doing. Like, this is different. You're not a dad yet. We're just trying to, you know, get you, okay, this is what could happen. But definitely what we can give you advice on is stuff like this. I say, smile when people, you don't even have to smile. When people say, hey, maybe do this, that, say, hey, thanks, I'm going to try that. And then just do what you feels right. Just say, yeah, thanks. Okay, yeah, thanks for the advice. And then just do your own thing. Unless, of course, Nona or mom's staring at you, waiting for you to do it. Then maybe you got to try.
Sorry, Frank, go ahead.
No, but sometimes there does come a time where you got to say, listen, I got this. You are a parent. I appreciate the advice, but I got to make my mistakes and I got to learn and I want to do it my way. This is what I feel comfortable with. And sometimes you got to do that, but you just got to trust the grandparents too. And you know what? The hard thing is too. Yeah. Now you want alone time. You can leave the kids with the grandparents. Just, you got to trust them. They're not going to do everything the way you do it. And I know, because then it's always like, you know, the wife's like, your mom does this and I don't like it when she shoves cheese in his mouth. And then, you know, it just let him have the cheese for one day, you know, like, just because you're going to drive
your battles out. Is what Frank is saying.
Yes.
Pick your battles.
Pick the battles.
I've got to say, Mark Anthony, I've got three kids. Samantha's 10 now. Liliana's 8. Marcus is going to be turning 6 in October. And my mom will still be telling me what to do. Did you feed the kids? Because it's 12:02. Did they have lunch? And I'm like, can you just chill? Like, they're not going to die. They're not going to die. You know, my mom is constantly, did you do this? Did you grab my sweater? It might be cold. Did you do that? Do this. Did you call the doctor? Oh my God, her nose is bleeding. Do we need an ambulance? Like, it's just like, calm down, you know? And so sometimes you just need to, like Frank said, smile, grin, and be like, I got it. You know what I mean? But I'll tell you, just know that these people, the parents, the grandparents, the close friends that have had kids before you are ready to like just chirp in at any point throughout their entire life. So just heads up there. Heads up.
The battles is what you're saying. I got it.
Nice. Yeah.
It's going to be tough because they're all super old school. Like, you know, my mom, like moving out not long ago, like this woman was having a meltdown and just like bawling her eyes out because, yeah, one of her main things in life is just being a mom, you know? So it's like when my grandmother's the same way and it's like they're all still around and they're all super hands-on. It's like every day I get like a shipment of food being like, you're not eating. I'm like, buddy, I am so large. Like, you know, so I'm already dreading it. Like I have nightmares. I'm like, oh my God, when we have kids, it's just going to be mayhem of
It's going to be... It's a mix of emotions. Okay. And for those parents listening at home, I'm sure that they are probably nodding their heads and they're like, yes, Pina. Yes, Frank. It's exciting. It's scary. It's terrifying. It's like so much fun.
Yeah.
It is a whirlwind of stuff. And I'll tell you, yesterday since we're here at Hotel X, we're up on the rooftop pool and I was with the kids and I'm just the type of mom. For those of you guys that, you know, have been listening to the show for a long time or follow me on social media, you know that I'm as real as you can get. I don't sugarcoat shit. It's what you see is what you get. And I'm like that with my kids as well. So I'm in the pool with my kids and I'm telling them like not to be assholes, you know, and I'm just like giving them real talk. Anyways, I get out of the pool and there's a young man in his like, he must've been in his 30s. And he said to me, he goes, you know, I've been watching you with your kids. And I just got to say that you're a kick-ass mom. And I was like, wow, thanks for that. So you know what? Do it your way, your style, and you'll be good. You know, like I said, it's like, it's fun. It's exciting, but it's also scary and terrifying. Frank, should I fill him in talking about scary and frightening on what happened to me earlier?
I think so. Yeah, you have to. I think because okay. This is the exciting part of
this is the exciting stuff. So earlier this week, Samantha, we were having breakfast out and Samantha decided to take a few little spoonfuls of her brother's parfait. And she's like, I don't feel too good. And I have the EpiPen on the table and I'm like, what do you mean you don't feel good? I'm like, you know, like we made sure and spoke to everyone, your food is good, no allergens that we need to worry about. And then we found out that the parfait that she took from her brother had some cashew milk in it, and she's allergic to cashews. So this is where the excitement comes in, Mark Anthony.
Oh, no.
The excitement. I got to stab my daughter for the second time with an EpiPen in her thigh, and then got to call 911.
Oh, that is so brutal.
Listen, she's good now. She was like, she bounced right back up, and you know, she was just enjoying life right after that. But
well, that's good.
It's like, so that's, you don't know what's going to come your way. You don't know what's going to come your way.
That's true.
You got to take it. You got to take it and be like, one way or another, I'll get through it. I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out my way.
Yeah.
Right?
You're right, Pina. You know what? It's true. You know what? You don't know what the day's going to bring to you sometimes. And you think you have your day planned. And even when the kids, you know, back in the good old days when they went to school, you thought you dropped them off and you had time to yourself, but then you get that phone call. Oh, he says he's not feeling good. And you know your kid when he's bluffing sometimes, right? And yeah. You know, like my little guy, I think it was grade one or grade two, he realized that when he stuck his finger in his mouth, he would gag a little bit, right? And so, and a few days later, and he's doing it, look, Dad, and then a few days later, I get a call, Alex threw up, you got to come get him right away. And I'm like, he's been doing this thing. And I go, did you stick your finger in my mouth? He goes, yes. Like, he couldn't lie to me. So I knew he was bluffing. He wasn't sick. And, but yeah, it's scary. And maybe this is something we could talk about it when we're back is, it's scary when they get sick for the first time, especially like a real like fever and you don't know, like you've never been through it
before. Oh yeah. Okay. That's good call, Frank. Okay. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back. We're giving Mark Anthony advice on fatherhood, even though his wife is not expecting yet. And like, I don't know, like, do you know where she's in her cycle? Maybe like in the break, you have some time. So we're going to give Mark Anthony some time with his wife. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. This is the Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night and welcome back. You are tuned into The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And with me, I've got my special guest co-host, Mr. Frank Spadone, because guys, it is, Frank, what is it?
The Dad's Edition.
The Dad's Edition of The Parenting Show. And with us, we have someone who's not a dad. We've got comedian Mark Anthony joining us, and we're Frank and I are just giving him some tips and advice because in Mark's future, he wants to be a dad. He wants 11 kids. So Frank and I are just filling you in, right, Mark, on what life is like.
I honestly can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, even
I'm serious.
But so far, yeah.
Yeah, even what you've been saying, I'm looking forward to it because honestly, I'm actually looking forward to testing myself because I see like a lot of my buddies and her friends have kids, and so many of them like, why would you do that? You don't know what you're doing. I'm like, you're being such a dad right now. And like, you know, really? Right. Like I'll have that thought in my head and I'll be like, oh man, we're going to do it so much better. So I'm actually looking forward to seeing how that plays out. You know?
You know what's funny? I think you do think that when you're, you know, when you don't have kids or when your, you know, wife's pregnant or when, if you're a woman and you're pregnant, you're like, I'm going to do this and that. And I'm never going to do what I see other people in the mall doing. And then you have a kid and you're losing your mind. And then you're like, oh my God, I just did what that person did in the mall.
Yeah.
For sure. You know, and it's not because anyone's a bad parent. I just think there's so many other pressures that happen in life. And you know, you think it's never the way you expect it. You know, you think you're going to have this beautiful kid that, and like, they're all beautiful. That's not what I'm trying to say, but that's going to listen all the time.
Yeah. Okay, Frank.
And you're going to be like, we're going to go get ice cream after we go to this store. And you think your child's going to be like, That sounds amazing, Daddy.
Yeah, but until the tantrum comes.
Yeah, until you're like, we're gonna go to the ice cream after the store. I want ice cream now. And then it's yeah. not what you thought. But listen, the challenge is there. The challenge yeah. is there.
Sorry, go ahead, Pia.
Talking about ice cream, I need to give you one of my probably one of my top 10. It's in my top 10 for sure. Parenting advice when it comes to ice cream and kids, keep this in mind. When the ice cream truck comes around and it's playing music, you tell your child that, that is to tell you that they ran out of ice cream. Mm. So, nice. So that I've used with my children all the time. And then they're like, well, when do we know that when the ice cream truck does have ice cream? I'm like, it will start to play Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
He'll play Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam is my favorite band, right? So I was just like, nice. One day I'm trying to explain to them. I'm like, it's garbage ice cream. You don't want that ice cream anyways. No. And they're like, we want ice cream. Like, just like Frank said, and you're like, oh, just shut up. Let's go home. Yeah. And then I'm like, no, I said, it's playing music. It ran out of ice cream. They're like, well, how do we know when it does? I'm like, it'll play Pearl Jam too.
Oh my God.
It's just tough because I love ice cream though. Like I'm waiting for the ice
cream. That's the other thing.
That's the other problem. Yes. Yeah. Good luck on having a diet with kids. That's a whole other.
I got to get in shape now then is what you're saying.
Oh buddy, you eat everything your kid doesn't eat and you know, you make enough for everyone. And then I got to eat that now. Oh, I love taking him to McDonald's. He thinks he can eat a Big Mac, my younger guy. And he eats half. And then like the rest, I have like,
I guess I got to finish.
Yeah. I got to finish this.
But honestly, Mark Anthony, like I can't give you so much advice on fatherhood, but being a mom, I will be able to sympathize with your wife when she's pregnant and when she has the 11 children that you're hoping for. Well, I can sympathize up until baby number 3 because I only have 3. Okay.
Realistically 3 would be ideal. You know what I mean? As much as I'm like, yeah, big families, blah, blah, blah. 3 would be.
Okay. So hold on. So now I'm going to pause my thought and rewind a second, going back on 3. I'm going to tell you something that people lied to me about. They said that going from 1 to 2 was easy. And I'm going to tell you straight up, that was a lie. Frank, do you agree? That was a
yes, because now you're like with one parent could go out and do something they need to do. And then the other parent's taking care of one, let's say, especially when they start hitting those ages where they're going to hockey or whatever. But yeah, like and even with one, I had to wait till the first one got somewhat independent. He was 5 and kind of playing on his own. Then I'm like, nah, maybe we could do this. And then the second one came. And again, I said to myself, oh my God, I screwed up my life again. No, listen, it the more you have, the harder it is. And 3, yeah. Listen, you could take over from here. What's 3 like?
So, yeah. Okay. So from 1 to 2, there's a huge difference. And then from 3, you're outnumbered now. Now you're outnumbered, Mark Anthony. So one starts running one way in the mall, another one starts running another way. And if you're with your partner, like you can, if you've got 2, you can each go and grab one, right?
Yeah.
What do you do when they go in all 3 different directions?
Right. Bam. I never thought of that. I know that right? sounds like a very basic analogy, but.
So anyone who tries to tell you otherwise, you straight up, I know that we told you earlier in the show, just say like, thank you politely and smile. No, you tell them you are full of it's not easy. It is fun. And listen, I love my 3 and they are worth it, but it's not easy. We are talking about fatherhood because it is our special dad's edition on the parenting show today. Don't go anywhere because we've got more with Frank Spadone and Mark Anthony, 2 comedians. It doesn't get better than this right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Now, back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You are tuned into the Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. Guys, it is our special Dad's Edition with my special guest co-host, Mr. Frank Spadone. And joining us, we have someone who's not a dad, who eventually wants to be a dad and have like 11 kids. And we're talking about comedian and funny guy, Mark Anthony. So Mark Anthony, I don't know. Have Frank and I scared you enough maybe into not having children yet?
No, not at all. I'm actually looking forward to it a lot.
Okay, so we're good. We're still good.
He's up for the challenge.
I'm up for the challenge.
Before you were saying that we got to share something with Mark Anthony, and we got to talk to him about that first time that your child gets sick.
Yeah. And, you know, these are the unpredictable things, and it's usually going to happen when you got something very important to do. It just comes out of nowhere. You just don't know. And it's funny, even the sniffles at first, like, oh my God, are they getting a cold? And listen, you get better at this, but I remember the first time, my son got really sick where he had a fever. He was about 3 and he wanted to go to McDonald's. Maybe, I don't know. That was the, like, okay, fast food isn't always the greatest, but these kids love it. I take my kid to the fast food place. He wants to have his burger. He's about to take a bite. I think he took a bite, and then he just throws up. And I was so embarrassed. He threw up all in the play area because he was ready to play. I was embarrassed. Not because he did anything, you know. I was just like, oh geez, like, you know, there's other kids, right? So now luckily they're really good, they cleaned up, but I was now freaking out. I'm like, I take him home, he's got a fever, what's happening to him? Because it all kind of happens, all it's like a domino effect. Throw up, fever, what do I do now? And this was, you know, the time where I think one of those flus were going around. I know we're going through something severely now, but this was another time where it's like this, you know, H1N1
or SARS or something. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
One of those ones was going around, and it's like, oh my God. And then you think, this is what he's got. And you know, I'm freaking out. I'm calling people. And then my other friend who had, you know, had a kid already, and they were just a little bit older, was like, just calm down, it's fine. Fevers is a good thing. You know, yeah, he does have something, but that's the body's way of fighting things. So, but I was still freaking. People can tell you what they want. I was freaking out. I go to the doctor, this and that. We might hear something in his lung. You know, we took him to the family doctor, and she thought she heard something and gave him, and you know, an antibiotic that was kind of a broad spectrum antibiotic. And here's the thing. This is, now you think, okay, we're going to give him this and he's okay. Then they don't want to take the medicine.
Oh yeah, that's the fun part, Mark Anthony. Heads up there.
That's a whole other thing. And now this guy, and I don't blame him because I could smell this thing. It was horrible. And this guy wouldn't take it. He would put in his mouth and bleh, gag right away. And I'm like, oh my God, he's going to get worse. He's not going to take his medicine. He's going to get worse. I'm going to be the worst parent. He's not going to survive this. And then, you know, we tried. And then they swallow it and they throw up some of it. And then was it enough? Do I give them a little more? It's such a head, screwy game.
Oh, just say it. It's a head. Anthony, like Anthony. Frank. Hold on.
Okay. It's mama brain. It's crazy. It's crazy. And then he didn't get better. And then we brought him back and they took an x-ray. We brought him all the way to sick kids that time. And then it's okay. Now he's, we know what it is. Give him this amoxicillin. It tastes like banana. He loved it. He loved it. Then it was like, why didn't you give him this before?
Like, basically, Mark Anthony, I know it's crazy, it's hard, it's tough, but it's so much fun and it's worth it. So I'm glad that Frank and I haven't scared the living daylights out of you and scared you into, you know, not wanting children, because they are a blessing and they are a good time. And especially when their personalities start to come out and they start talking, like, it's funny, stuff that comes out of their mouths.
I was going to say the scariest stuff is definitely, like, I've seen friends go through where they get sick and they're below the age of talking, and you're like, I wish this thing would just tell me what's going on. Right. So that definitely is scary. And then also, you know, being in comedy, like how it's going to affect my career and traveling and stuff like that. Like, or if I am on the road and what's going to happen, or if just the whole thing's going to get shot in the head. So that's something that both of us are worried about. Can't wait. Sorry to cut you off. My mom's like, good. I can't wait. She's like, the karma's coming. She's like, when you used to smash your head through the wall and she's like, your whole room was just holes. She's like, I can't wait for you. Yeah, that's, she's like, sure, enjoy yourself. You're going to get you as a kid.
No, that's true, buddy. Because when I was young, people don't know, I wear contacts a lot. I got crappy vision, and my son wears glasses, and I used to break my glasses all the time. And he hasn't even broken them as much as I have. And I can't even get mad at him when he comes to me. Literally, we got him a new pair, and that temple part, the arm part that goes over the ear. A few days later, he busted it, and I was like, there's times where you just, I can't even get mad at this because I did this is me getting it back.
Yeah, it's true. Sure. It's true. Like, my kids are all me. They look like me, my personality, my temperament. Like, you know, at the dinner table the other night. Yeah. At the dinner table the other night, Samantha asked me, she's like, what is that? And I said, chicken breast. And my son, Marcus, is like, do you mean chicken boobies? Like, how do you not laugh? And I'm like, yeah, he gets it from me, people. Like, he gets it from me. But honestly, probably the best advice I can give you, Mark Anthony, is advice that I got, and it's just keep him alive.
Nice. Yeah, that shouldn't be hard to do, right? That seems pretty straightforward.
There you go. I had to stab Samantha with an EpiPen earlier this week. All is good. True. All is good.
She's alive.
Yeah, exactly. That is it for us and this special edition, the dad's edition of the Parenting Show. If you missed any of it, you want to listen back because maybe you are thinking about having children and you don't yet, and you want to know what it's going to be like, then by all means, check out our podcast up on iTunes and everywhere else you can catch podcasts. But Frank, where can people catch you if they want to hear some of your funny jokes?
You know, I'm on Instagram a lot, at Frank Spadone, basically, or frankspadone.com, once we start getting dates and start doing more shows.
There you go. And Mark Anthony, the not yet father, still has to impregnate his wife. Where can people find you?
I mean, Instagram is mainly my thing. I've been banned on TikTok. So at not Mark Anthony, because I'm not the Mark Anthony. And that's pretty much it. You'll see everything there.
There you go. Frank Spadone and Mark Anthony, the dad's edition of the Parenting Show. We will catch you next week. Thank you for joining us, guys. Have a wonderful Sunday night.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.